We should do like a freak episode where we just have a bunch of like different
I love
just
that.
To hear their story, like hear like what they
it'll be like the Greatest Showman. Like,
yeah.
We introduce like the next guest, but it's a person that has two heads with like two different personalities.
So it'd be like a double guest.
Like a conjoined twin?
Not conjoined though, like a two-headed person. But it's technically two guests, but like...
It would be... I mean, they both have different thoughts, though.
I always think about the conjoined sisters that are, like, teachers.
Yes.
I always... The singers, where they're at. Singers? No, they're teachers.
There's like, two girls, that, like, and they did, like, an album or something. Like, one of them's, like, a singer. And
that's
like,
interesting.
I saw, like, a story about it.
One's a singer and one's a teacher.
And I'm so curious where those two twins are. The ones that were connected by the head that they successfully separated in, like, 2005.
Yeah, and they had their own show.
They did.
Is that the one I'm thinking about?
Brittany and I know it.
No, yeah. There was one where Brittany and them can't be separated.
Oh, I thought they did get the surgery.
Their legs. They only have two legs or one pair of legs. But one controls one side, one controls the other side. But they're like they're conjoined at the hip.
Oh, wow. Right. It depends on where you're conjoined.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember that commercial on TV when it wasn't a commercial, someone was recording the TV and it was on the news of they were doing a segment on these like twins that their heads were connected. And then after that segment ended, it went to like the double burger feature in White Castle or something where it was like connected.
And it was the two burgers connected.
It was unbelievable.
No.
Like there's no way that was planned.
They said like worst timing in like TV history. It like showed them connected at the head. And
then went straight to commercial break.
The new Burger King double. And it was like two burgers connected. Like, and
I'll try to find it, but it was insane.
That's like the 9/11 mattress sale.
What?
The 9/11 mattress sale. You've
never
seen
it? There was a small mattress like company that decided to do a 9/11
mattress sale. But on purpose. Like it wasn't a mistake.
And they made these two stacks of mattresses, like the towers. And the girl goes, oh, what was it all? Like,
I forget.
It's 9/11% off or $9/11 off.
But they're
off.
Making all these goes, like jokes about 9/11, and it was just like the most offensive commercial.
And they go, whoa. And then they fall and the tower's knocked down. And she goes, she looks at the camera. She goes, we'll never forget. I'm not kidding you. It's a real thing.
God.
Can you believe that? And they posted that on Facebook and then I think that's their whole awesome. Business
Oh, I thought it was
under.
Like on TV.
No, it definitely awful. Wasn't on TV. It was like a social media ad because nobody would have aired that on TV.
It has to get like approved before you put like before you buy a spot, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
We'll never forget. You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, I've seen I saw it a lot like years ago.
It's one of the most cringiest things.
It was like in those like most offensive commercial like compilation video.
Some people. Oh, all right. Well, let's just jump into this.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coffee time, baby.
Yeah. I show a little bit of my body.
A little leg.
A little bit of my body.
A little ass.
It's looking better. It's looking better.
Okay, yeah. Say that off camera.
His ass?
Say that off camera.
His body.
Yeah.
I've been trying to eat better, kind of.
It's hard. Meanwhile, he was mouth harassing a hamburger.
I was mouth harassing three different pastas yesterday.
Mm.
Harassing.
I miss Thick Zane though.
I kind of do too.
Thick Zane.
You guys remember Thick Zane?
Because now I'm at this like skinny fat moment where like I have to really watch out what I eat because I guess like it can be bad for me.
Yeah.
When I was fat, like I didn't have to worry about it, so I'm just like, oh, I mean, I'm fat already. I'll just eat.
It's like whatever I want. Remember that game, Spill the Beans?
What is that?
It was like this bucket or like a scale or something, and you would put like a bean or two at a time or something until it starts tipping. Uh-huh. It's like if you add one, it could ruin the like it can spill the thing.
Okay.
That's where, like you can just spill over the edge.
Yeah,
one little mistake.
one little pasta bowl.
I have to look at that. Quick.
There's nothing worse than being skinny fat though, or like losing weight and you're not quite like like that fit yet, but you have the confidence. Like, yeah. I'm going to show off that I've lost weight. You're like not quite there, and you start wearing like more fitted stuff, but you still like, you're still hanging on to a little bit.
The gut is the hardest part to get rid of. So you're like, your arms are like not toned, but like you're definitely losing fat.
So you wear like better fitting clothing.
And then you just have this like just weird, like a little pudge.
Like that's where I feel like my whole life has been. Yeah. And I'll be there and I never like break it and get to like skinny.
Yeah. And to get past like to the point where you start getting abs, that's like that. Yeah. That sounds like just light years away.
Abs.
What? Yeah.
I think abs are like some people get them, some people don't, and it's genetics. Like this bonus reward. Try to prevent a gut, but just like the getting a six pack. I have
no, not a six pack, but just like some sort of
definition?
like definition.
What's it like? What's it like, Mariah? Must be nice.
Like, what's that pack? Do you have a six pack or an eight pack?
Depends on the day.
She goes, try 12.
Do you get like abs just from dancing?
I really think it's partially genetic.
That's fucking unfair,
but,
man.
But dancing does help because I'm constantly flexing, because in dance you have to engage your core the entire time. So now, like right now, I'm engaged. But I'm not
fully engaged.
Have you seen the Japanese like dance craze?
Oh, wait, let me see.
Like you do that, if you do that for 10 minutes, it's like the best workout.
Yes. Really? It's a whole class.
Zane and I get busted. Yep. Like people are watching.
We're booking a flight to Japan right now.
Stop.
How has everybody's week been? Anything exciting?
We could get into it later because I got something I want to build up to it. But I've been training a lot.
You've been training?
Yeah.
Training for what?
A marathon. But we'll get into that.
No way.
Yep.
You're training for a full marathon?
Like I said.
A half marathon?
We're going to take a 3K?
A little beat. With who?
I just want to be that guy with the Iron Man tattoo on my calf. Could you? Like triathlon? Wait,
so you've been training behind our backs?
Yeah.
Like on the treadmill at Scott's?
Treadmill, swimming, mountain biking.
Okay.
So you're training for a triathlon or a marathon?
You're a fucking liar. I was like, dude, you're going to sit here? You're going to sit here and
you're gonna tell me I'm wrong? I've just been walking.
Walking.
Fucking riveting.
Moving.
Hi, Barbara.
I messed up my knee. I don't know how. I think I hyperextended it.
Oh, yeah. You were like limping for the past couple days.
It's been pretty brutal.
It's always but something.
He's I'll always never got a limp.
If it's not one thing, it's the other. As soon as you heal from something else happens, but you don't know how.
I think what it is, it's like one thing gets fucked up because the other thing was. Like, I'll hurt my knee, so I'll like limp and like lean a certain way. And like, while this is recovering, my back is like.
Or like your foot.
So then, like, something else gets injured from trying to repair the other thing.
You know what? That happened to me a lot back then when I didn't work out a lot.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. So now that I've been working out a lot, I feel like I get hurt less. Like, I feel like I'm like stronger now.
I think I did mine like from working out though. I was doing like these really obscure things, like jumping up one foot on a thing, twisting my knee, coming down the other.
What the fuck were you doing? That's why you busted your kneecap.
I know. We have the same trainer too. I don't know why he had me doing this.
So you're running today.
I was lightly.
With my shirt on.
Your shirt?
Yeah. I was looking. I've been looking for that shirt. And then I looked at the store. I'm like, that's my shirt.
Wait, what shirt was I wearing?
The In-N-Out shirt.
For someone who doesn't have a lot of clothes, we all steal from Zane. I have two of your hoodies and a jacket.
Zane, I've had that In-N-Out shirt since the Wilshire apartment. That was the first thing I think I bought when I moved to LA.
No way!
My black one.
Oh, it's vintage.
Yes, that's my shirt.
I think you
Then why is my In-N-Out shirt gone?
No, I think you do have that shirt. It's somewhere in your house.
You did throw away an
boom!
He got it at Goodwill.
Cuts to me in his garbage.
You know what? That must have been tangled up with like a hoodie or something. I really like that shirt. That was my good workout shirt. So when I saw that, I was just like,
"Well, it's working out just fine."
Works for me.
Wait, so no marathon? No marathon. Tough Mudder.
I have a pretty crazy hike coming up that I'm preparing for.
Okay.
Well, tell us more about this hike.
So we're doing 50 miles in Yosemite, and it's a full 5-day backpacking trip. You literally
count me out. Yeah, I'm not even invited, but I'm already going. I don't want to go.
Dude, Heath hit me up. He was like, "Hey, you want to go on this hike with me?" I was like, "How long?" He said 10 days. I was like, "Fucking forget about it."
It's 10 days.
No, it's 5 days.
Oh, it's 5 days.
You, yeah, you're going to come back a changed person.
Zane, you want to do it, Zane.
You said, no, you told me you were gone for like a week and like a couple days, I thought.
It takes less 5 days to start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 5 days up, 5 days down. Yeah. But yeah, it's a 5-day trip. And basically, you have to drive to like the base camp, like the bottom, like where like the visitor center thing is or whatever. And then they take a shuttle and then they shuttle you to like the other side, like up the mountain. And you have to hike all the way through the mountain range back to your car.
Oof. Is it like, who? Okay. Has there anybody been out there that's been missing? Because
yes.
When we were there last time.
No, do people, was... like, do scary people live out there? I don't know what to call it, people, like, people that are out there that live
feral
there.
Feral
like,
people.
Feral people, yeah.
A are lot there... of people, go missing in national parks. That's, like, a huge thing.
You bring in your knife with you?
Oh, baby, I'm,
you know what doesn't,
I'm bringing
bring
more than one knife,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, you bring whatever you can.
You know what doesn't sit right with me? Every day leading up to this trip, like, something's been... a sign to not go, and I'm like, are you sure? Like,
oh, like shit keeps happening. That's like,
first of all, there was like signs of like bear attacks, so they needed to get like bear whatever.
Well,
it's
yeah,
called,
yeah, we have to have like a bear canister. You like keep right. your food yeah. in it. You got to keep
and
it
then,
outside your tent.
And then his knee, he's limping. I was like, you're gonna hike 50 miles and you can't even walk yeah. from your room to the kitchen.
Not only
you can't walk to the kitchen to help Mariah. Me mop this.
And then. Thirdly, which is the worst one, there's reports of the drinking water, the river, the creek,
the
being infested. Yeah. What is it?
Poisonous algae.
Like poisonous algae. And people, there was a family that died because they drank from the creek, and that's their only source of water.
A whole family?
The whole family
dad,
and the dog.
The kid and the dog.
That's fucking awful.
So
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, there's like a toxic algae bloom or something.
It's currently happening.
And you're still gonna go?
Babe, come on.
They have it. Where's your? How are you gonna get your water?
So we
get the stick like, it removes 99.9% of bacteria.
Hey, Shark.
Guys, we're fine.
Nah, yeah, right. Fucking
oh,
right.
And also the fires.
Oh yeah, yeah, and the fires. This kid walked up to the kid that knew us at REI. He walked up to me, and Heath was gone like shopping. I was kind of waiting for him, and he goes up to me and goes, "Hey, by the way." Your buddy might not be able to go. Just tell him to check on the site every once in a while because there's fires there and they've closed down the park.
Right.
So that's like, that's four things.
That's four things.
That's hindering.
A lot of people got their like trips canceled because what we had to do, you have to like get like a reservation and a permit to be able to even do the hike. So you have to get like approved and then you get like a scheduled time. And if
it's a
like,
whole day.
When is this happening?
In a couple
Sunday?
Days.
Sunday?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he leaves Friday or Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I thought this was months away.
No. This was months of planning.
I started my
He started training 3 days ago.
Yeah. Me on the track.
Yeah, you're fucked.
We're gonna be like, you see just like care flight, like a helicopter just
and you know
and I'm spinning in the bottom of it.
You know what's crazy though too? Like at REI, he's like picking out all the shit that he needs to bring. And
it's
in
expensive.
My head I'm like I'm like, he needs to carry all this shit in his backpack.
Yes.
Like he doesn't get like a helper or a suitcase.
Where's your assistant?
he has to carry all the shit and he has to find the lightest things, but he's grabbing all these things. I'm like, dude, this fucking blows.
Yeah, you gotta get your base weight down, baby.
Just carry everything that you need.
If I went on a hike like that, I would be like Yzma and have my own like Ipper's new groove, like have that tent and like
oh my god. You should see the stuff. It is crazy how light and tiny this shit gets.
And expensive.
Yeah, it's really, really when you go like super like ultra lightweight backpacking, so like I have a quilt. I didn't go for like a sleeping bag, so it's basically got a little pocket at the bottom for your feet, and then just like lay it over like a blanket. But this thing is it's a pretty big. It's the size of a sleeping bag. Fuck you! This is exciting.
But also, I love it. I love it because you love
it.
Just
like
a good little shop with new accessories, new tools.
I'm old just, now. I get excited about this type of shit.
I love it. I love it.
Wait till I talk about my little burner system that I'm gonna cook my food.
I was at REI. I was trying to be excited with him too. So I'm like grabbing the bear cover, and I'm like, hey, you're probably gonna need this. He's like, yeah, good job. And then I see him put it back on.
No, I did buy it. I did get the bear canister.
Put Matt's village and your camping stuff in the ring.
Yeah. I want to see a fight.
But like, listen, this is how crazy it is.
Yes.
So the quilt that I have is literally this big in a sack right now. But when you like pack it down, it literally packs into a sack this big, like the size of a water bottle. And you like stuff it into it. And then it just like expands when you pull it out. Matt's like, shut up.
Whoa.
Incredible. I'll show you. It's pretty cool. And then the tent is like this big. It weighs, I think, like 2 pounds.
Less
How
than
big
that.
Is the team? How big is the group you're
Three
going?
Of us.
Oh, that's
it,
it?
I thought it was two.
Me, Austin, and then his other firefighter buddy.
Okay. Oh, okay. Are there checkpoints? Like you meet up with all the other people on the trail?
No. In the probably movie, won't see In the anybody. Movie, there was checkpoints. That movie, Alone. Was it Alone or Wild?
Well, that's what they do, the PCT on that?
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Great movie.
But that's it?
Yeah, but that I've made never me never it. That made me never want to do something like
that. I love that movie. But they're doing like treks that are like 1,800 miles.
Oh, I know. I always see those couples on TikTok like, we're hiking to Canada. We're now like 1,000 miles away. I'm like...
Oh man,
I'm just surprised they're happy.
Our checkpoints are our nights. So we every stay that we have is at a water source. Hopefully it's not.
So you're walking the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole day. Every day.
No
and
beers.
You have to pack your food.
No
for
beers
for the 5 days.
You're gonna carry beers in your backpack
wait,
with all the
shit.
Little.
I just want just a beer at the end of the day.
You know what? There were wine bags that he could have bought. Like remember the wine bags?
Zane, that wasn't a wine bag, that was a Camelback for water.
No, it was literally for wine. It said like for wine.
Yeah, no, a lot of people
to bring.
But those are people who are doing like a traditional camp.
How do you
know?
Poop? Where do you poop?
You pack it in, you pack it out, baby.
You what? Carry your poop with you?
No, there's a poop shovel.
Oh, I thought you just poop anywhere because it's the fucking it's the
you
wild.
Dig a hole, and then you poop in it, and then you fill the hole back up on top of your poop.
Wait, so like
it's like manure.
This is TMI, but the amount of time you spend in this beautiful bathroom, like you're gonna sit there for like 30 minutes.
My knee is bad. I can't even squat. I'm just like
a one-legged squat.
Dude, Austin and his buddy are gonna get so fucking annoyed. They have to stop every 5 minutes
yeah,
to piss.
Oh yeah,
because you're gonna be drinking water the whole
every
time.
Half a mile.
Yeah,
they're like again.
Just a big dump.
Is this water going through you guys? This isn't toxic algae, is it?
Please be careful.
Well, the good thing is they're both firefighter paramedics, so
that's
people to be
amazing.
Doing it with. I'm not worried about safety or anything like that. Just bears, honestly.
Are you going to grow out your beard more? Well,
it's 5 days.
I know. I feel like he's going to come back a different person.
I know.
You're going to be like Heath.
Like, Survivor.
Like, just like black shit under his eyes with like, a fucking raccoon.
He's always going to have a knife. Like, just it's going to be like swiddling it around at the edge
like
of his seat.
He's picturing me as like Forrest Gump. Like,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
So we have the permit for Half Dome, but I don't think I can do it.
What's that?
I almost did it before. It is the most insane, like, accomplishment. Well, not the most insane, but, like, for me, I would be like, holy shit. A lot of people look forward to this.
Half Dome had that Netflix show, right?
Yeah. So it's a part of, like, a trail that goes up. And then the last, like, 2 miles of it lead up to, it's called Half Dome. It's, like, a super famous mountain range. And the whole back of it is, like, smooth like this. And then the front drops off. And there's cables that are put into the rock, and you have to literally grab these cables and pull yourself up. And there's tiny little planks like on the rock, and you literally have to crawl up the back of this smooth surface and get to the top.
Nope.
But so many people fall off and die.
That's like you know what's really sad? Like, I'm not saying this in a fucked up way, but I just feel like people don't feel bad for people that die in the wild.
No,
because they're just like you asked for it. It's the worst. It sucks. That's why I'm like too scared to go out there. I'm like, because I will fall. I will fucking die. I'll do something stupid. I'm clumsy.
That's not my like threshold of like fulfillment.
Yeah,
but I respect people who do.
Oh, of course.
Like, I don't think it's a silly pursuit.
Yeah,
just not my threshold.
I think it's gonna change you though.
I think so too. I'm excited for that. I really
then
like,
he's gonna want to go on another one. And another one. No
service out there. Just 5 days. Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Me and my boys.
Brokeback back.
Yeah.
Probably.
Brokeback kneecaps.
So you're all sharing a tent?
No, we got our own individuals.
Just for the look, right?
But we could hop in
each other. Just in case. You find some Hallelujah, like in the rocks?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, baby, because you find God. Oh, shit.
But
my bad.
Speaking of going off the grid, did you hear about this hot case that's going on right now about this missing girl named Gabby Petito? Am I pronouncing it right? Gabrielle Petito.
Well, one thing real quick that's weird is the last text that she had sent out before going missing was, "I'm in Yosemite. I don't have service."
Who did she text that?
Let's back up.
Yeah. Oh, wait, yeah, let's back up.
So this was like a young couple I think they were engaged. They were like
they
20,
are engaged.
22, yeah. 24. They have been hitting the road in their Ford like van, traveling, going to national
doing
parks.
Like a van life type thing.
Yes. And
I feel like I've been seeing a lot of TikTok couples do that lately.
All the, yeah. their yeah. Instagram photos, they're always, you know, at these state parks. They made a little YouTube montage on their YouTube channel.
Oh, so they're they're actively posting content. Okay.
Well, only they really had only uploaded one video onto their YouTube channel. But you can all their accounts are still up. You can see all the stories. Basically 10 days ago, then you can take it.
Yeah, so I think it was end of August is when
August
things
25th.
Started to get a little bit wonky. So they had been they had been seen together, like an eyewitness saw them getting into like a fight, like altercation at like a gas station, and they called the cops. They said that they saw the boyfriend like grab her by the throat, put her up against like the car, and it was like a really intense like thing that they witnessed. Cops came, they said that, oh, well, you know, we're just kind of like high stress right now. We've been doing this trip. You know, stress and anxiety.
Is this the body cam footage?
I haven't seen the body cam footage.
They
I want to watch
it. Released
that
this morning of the body cam footage of this must be the same time they had the interaction with the cops.
But then they ended up making them separate for the night.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that was the body cam
footage.
I haven't seen it.
They
I only read about it.
He's in the driver's seat. She's in the passenger seat. She's crying. Just very frantic, and you can tell.
Who's wearing a body
cam? The cop. The cop showed up to the call saying
somebody got
caught.
This is just the last footage that they had of this couple.
Of them.
Yeah.
But we haven't really said like what has happened, though. Like,
right.
Well,
so,
I guess, but pretty much, though, the girl's mom hadn't heard from her. Didn't know where she
verbally she was getting DMs from this girl's Instagram, but she hasn't, her family hasn't verbally heard from her or the fiance
in like
he hasn't
10
said
or so
anything.
Days
she then, went missing. I don't think we've ever said that.
Yes.
So
yeah.
She went missing.
He then drove all the van all the way to Florida without her
from Utah,
and it's this cute little blonde girl and like her boyfriend.
Like
they look so
petite.
Harmless this couple does.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're engaged.
Yes
Love
so what's
burns.
Really weird is he went back to Florida and said he wasn't going to talk and like got a lawyer. His family hasn't said anything and he's been like completely quiet about this whole situation, and it looks really sketchy. But then also at the same time where they were in Moab, Utah, two people were just found shot dead on the side of the road.
Are they identified?
Yeah, these two girls.
Oh man.
Well, so
is this around the time?
Yes.
They were driving through? Okay.
Yes.
But what I think is really terrifying, though, about it is that the guy went into town and immediately got a lawyer and has refused to cooperate with the police. So that immediately
says
is a red flag.
A lot, yeah.
Like, didn't reach out to her family.
And didn't reach out to anybody that entire drive.
If they're okay, yeah. Didn't reach out to anybody, didn't say anything. Her last Instagram post was something bizarre, and they're saying the things that she was posting didn't seem like it was her posting. It didn't seem like it was her messaging.
They
her
think that she could have been like missing for even longer than we think because she's like he's running the account for her, like possibly posting on her behalf to make it seem like she was still alive.
But I think the account got taken down too.
Really?
I think people were like, oh, her Instagram posts look weird. So that viral or like spread around the internet, and people were going to look and they were just like, it's not there. Her
Instagram's everybody
not
on
there
like TikTok is like trying to like solve it and like find anything that could be weird.
People, look at like, her Spotify account. Yeah. Like her last song she added seemed really weird and suspicious.
I'm honestly surprised it hasn't, I mean, I haven't been on TikTok, but I'm surprised it hasn't like popped up on my For You page like at all.
Well, I'm very hooked on it. And but I also like, you know, sometimes you have to step away and look at it differently. I have this feeling that clearly looking at the body cam footage, they weren't getting along together as a couple.
Yeah.
Sometimes like a couple can get an argument. It's like, you know what? Drop me off here. I'm just going to go home by myself. You know what? I'm going to fly back to Florida or wherever she was from.
Right.
You can drive this car back. And he was like, all right, fine. You want to get off? You get out of here. And then she just got lost. And he drove that back. Didn't hear from her. They thought that he may have thought that she was already home, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a little kind of wanderlust couple.
Yeah.
You know,
like quick, like they fell in love quick. And
yeah.
I mean, I just hope we can get to the bottom of it and like figure out exactly what happened.
Oh, and it's still ongoing. I mean, heck, by the time this episode comes out, like something.
We might have more information.
There could even be more information. Like, she may even be found. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're recording this on September 16th at 3 p.m. So
I really hope like everybody like watching like on TikTok and like social media find something to like help.
I feel like there's is there a lot of people helping if it's all over TikTok?
A lot of people are doing some digging.
If everybody can find out that Kylie Jenner is pregnant before she announced it, we can figure out where this girl is. Did you see that?
Respect
really
people's privacy, or some people's privacy, but I don't know. Go poking around.
Like, yeah.
People online saw that the Kardashians were posting like they were cheersing their martinis and stuff. And they saw, no, she was cheersing because they tagged her in it. But they matched her manicure then and the picture she just posted with that manicure, and like all like her manicures didn't match up to when she was the drinking pictures.
Her nails kept changing throughout like the week. So people knew it.
So
was...
they were like, she's pregnant. There's no way she's not. And then she announced it a couple days later.
Wow.
So if they can get on that case, let's put that energy somewhere a little more.
The TikToks I was seeing with that, I was really fucking mind blown how deep people went with like her nails.
It's insane.
They put everything together.
So we're capable.
I kind of like it.
The internet has found so many missing people.
Yeah.
Twitter especially. TikTok, people are like, I haven't seen my son.
People are watching like, you like watched like the detective like, you know, missing people stories, and like people are like watching this and like learning how to basically do their own detective work, and like
you know what to look for. That's why I want the background of these people. I want to know what his job was, what her job was. You just never know.
There's nobody that knows him that's posted anything about like, hey, I know this guy.
No one's
like
saying anything.
Nothing
yet. Someone's gonna
say something. Oh, like what? It's even, remember the TikTok of the girl like TikToking a guy at the airport, like, oh my god, he's so fine. And then fucking an hour later, they found him, and then.
Find this guy. It was just some cute guy she saw at the airport.
Somebody find
and they
this
found
guy.
Him, and like as soon as she landed, they found him.
What the hell?
She got on her flight, she landed, and they were like, "We got him."
It's scary how like
it's scary, but it's very helpful.
Yeah,
I feel like more things can get solved.
Oh, but real quick about like the two people that also were just found dead, that were shot in the same area. They said something about they were like in these campgrounds. And there was like a creepy man and like some guy that they were like weirded out by. So they kept trying to like change like locations and like telling people like there's a weirdo here, like change like campsites.
Two people got shot.
Yeah. Dead. Kylan and Crystal.
And but who did they tell that there was a creepy man?
People like had met them before they ended up being murdered, and was like they were saying that there was a weirdo like change.
No description.
No description yet.
How? What kind of couple was this couple? Young, just like Gabby and this guy or whatever his name is.
They were two young girls, I believe. I think they were 24.
If that person lines up with Gabby's case, wouldn't the boyfriend be freaking out? Wouldn't he tell somebody? But he's just going about his day. That's what's so confusing.
Like, we don't know. And like, he hasn't said a word, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. I just reread it. So they had, the two girls had told close friends that there was a weirdo camping near them, and they were getting freaked out. And then the father of one of them just posted saying, like, speaking about that, and that they've been missing, but they've just been found.
Oh, wait.
So they weren't shot?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Oh, they found the bodies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, also, can I just,
that is so sad.
Like, do you remember like the balloon boy incident?
Yes, where the family just wanted attention.
Hold on, what was the balloon boy?
It was all over the news. Like 2005.
No,
or something?
It was when I was in high school, 2008. I think
2008.
We were watching it on TV. Everybody was tuning in.
Yes.
We were like doing Les Miserables rehearsal.
High
school.
Silver balloon
with the little box under it.
Yeah, and this family said that their son was in it. So the news is following this balloon, waiting for it to land, and it was just a stunt to get attention.
There was no boy in the box. There was nothing.
What?
And
was it for like a YouTube video or something? What was
it? So they were trying to get on like their own reality show, and then when they were filming the family after they found that the kid was in the attic. And then when they were doing interviews with the family going, that must have been a really crazy, weird, like, few hours where, like, you thought your kid was in this balloon and now he's here safe. And the little boy during the interview was like, But you said we needed to do that for the TV show.
Shut up.
I thought they found the balloon with the box and nothing was in there.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's
correct.
Too.
But the dad basically, they did it as a plot just for attention. They knew that the boy wasn't in there. They knew that the boy put him in the attic.
Yeah.
They put him in the attic.
No, I know, but I'm saying when everybody thought he was in the balloon in the box.
Yeah.
The police never like followed the box down.
Dude, it was on TV. We watched it. We thought a little boy was about to fall out of it any moment.
No, I know, but did they find the boy in the attic first, or they found the box first?
The box.
The box landed.
The box was empty.
So they ran up to the balloon and they were like, "The boy's in there!" And then they opened it up and they were like,
"Oh, they were still faking it. Like they're still doing it for the camera." And once the box was open, okay, got it. Sorry, then, I didn't like
and
understand
then they,
that.
The kid like slipped up and said that it was for TV.
Yeah. And he was also like, throwing up during like the interview. It's really bizarre. And that family had a history of trying to get on TV like in the past and stuff. I now even think they have their own punk band. Last time I heard about
like
that
a situation family. Like that, you remove the kid from the parent. I think that's crazy because what else are they going to do?
Yeah,
the parents went to jail. Oh, for that whole stunt.
Yeah.
Oh, you could go to jail for that?
Yes.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
The whole world.
But
all those people spent all that time.
What's the crime? Like, what's the crime?
Yeah, it's also bad. Oh, okay. It's bad. Yeah, lying to authorities and being a bad like
the fact that you
bad parenting.
You think your kid could be up in a balloon? And
I understand that. I just didn't know that.
No,
was
I'm
jail
saying
time.
Like that's just
was
like
bad enough for jail
crazy
time.
Parenting.
Is that video of that kid at the kite festival who grabs the end of the kite and
is
flies
that real?
Around? Is that real? That is some shit where I cannot believe happened.
There's no way a kid can hold on to like. I couldn't like, hold on to something like that.
I still watch it and I have doubts. I go, this isn't real.
You've seen it, right?
He gets like pulled up into the air, right?
Like yes, by this like long,
holding
like,
on
long
to
kite
it.
Thing,
and he holds on to it the entire time.
The whole time. And he's just whipping in the air and everyone's like, ah! Like, dude, it looked real though. Like, how do you CGI that?
Have you seen it, Mariah?
No.
It's the kid at the... Are you Googling
it? I was gonna, but I didn't want to like waste time.
We've... Like,
but
no,
I feel like
insane.
that's one thing where you like hold on for a second and then as you go up a little bit too high, you're like, I can't drop now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, you're stuck and you got to ride that out. You know
you're
what I mean?
You're a toddler. Like...
Well, that babies have crazy grip.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like a known thing. Like they're like insanely strong with their hands.
But
you got to work on their fine motor skills.
Did you see the video though?
I think I know which one you're talking about.
There's a
big kite, and that kid grabs the tail of it, and he just goes up in this.
That baby
like a
was
bird.
Whipping back and forth. It was. I have never seen anything like it.
Oh my god.
We'll play. So they haven't seen it, but you guys will watch it as we're talking about this. It's fucking
yeah,
nuts.
Can you turn it?
So this was this in China or Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was in the U.S.
No, it's definitely in like Asia.
Oh, that looks real.
Wait, so look at this
That's
shit.
Big.
Oh my god!
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my god!
Wait, this okay. is not the one I saw.
Whoa!
Look at that.
Who let her touch that? Who let her touch that?
Oh, that's real. Now that I'm watching it again, that's real.
That is horrifying. That's not what I thought it was.
Yes.
That is crazy.
The one I saw, Heath,
I saw a different one.
Was really pixelated, so I didn't know if it was edited
that,
or not, but that's
that
real.
That looks like a prank to get the people like, oh, there's a baby. Yeah. And then, but like it came down and that was a real child.
Yeah. You should be that for Halloween. You attach like a doll and go... And just let it fly around the room. Or you have like a leaf blower and you go...
It looked like she might have been like tied up in it though. It didn't look like she was like holding on.
Right. She was holding.
That's.
She was tied up into it.
Yeah.
So was it a publicity stunt
for a kite brand?
But she still had to stunt it, right?
Yeah.
You just still had to stunt
like
it.
Like she still had to be the stuntman.
Yeah.
Like even if it was like a fake.
Oh yeah, yeah, like tied to her. Yeah, absolutely.
It was like she still had to go through it. Oh, it was, yeah. Like it wasn't a fake kid.
What if it was
it
a
was
little person?
Her.
What if it was like a little person though? They like did like an illusion at the end. We're like,
it was like a little stuntman. Like it was a little. I got it. A little person
like,
stuntman.
Yeah, just like a little carny who was just like. It was all an illusion.
That's good.
Do you guys know the story about the Wolfpack brothers?
No.
The Wolfpack like
they were
siblings?
Raised by wolves.
Well, tell us more.
No, they I can't remember details to save my life. But it was this family and they had a bunch of kids. I want to say 6 to 8 kids, like around there, whatever. So they have a lot of kids, and the dad just suddenly became afraid of the world and kept the kids in their little apartment. It was this tiny, tiny little apartment. And I'm pretty sure it's in Manhattan, in New York. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So it was these kids, and their dad slowly didn't let them leave the house. He started closing up all the windows, mm-hmm. all the doors, did not let them leave. They weren't allowed to leave. Only he can go to the grocery store and come
back. It's like a what happened to Monday.
We're like sort of flowers sort of in the attic.
Yeah. Yeah. So he held his own kids captive. The mother was a great mother, but then she ended up being abused by the father. And like he was very abusive because he didn't let any of the family members leave the house. Mm-hmm. He raised them in there. So the only thing the kids could do is watch movies all day because they had just walls and walls of movies. So all day, every day, they watched every single movie.
Only movie that was on the wall, like approved movies, pretty much.
No, it was every movie. Like,
oh, just
they,
any
that was okay. One thing they were allowed to do was watch anything.
Got it.
So they watched all these insane, like, stunt movies and like shooting movies there and cool go. Movies.
Get ideas.
So they started being creative. Like, once they started getting older and realizing, like,
shit, cool.
Yeah. So they started getting creative and filming their own movies, like, in the apartment. Like, mm-hmm. that was their way of entertainment.
Wow.
And the dad didn't let them leave, whatever. And then one day, I think they were like, maybe 18, one of the sons, he was like, I'm gonna leave, like, this isn't normal, like, we haven't been outside in years, like, this isn't normal. So his dad went to the store, and the son ended up leaving, and he stepped outside for like the first time, and he was like, right through the front door. Because they were so brainwashed to stay inside. Yeah. Like, the dad had a ladder out front by the front door, so if they did try to open it, it would fall.
Got it.
He left for the store.
Uh-huh.
And the wife was, like, with their kids, but, like they were...
How have I never heard about this?
It's crazy. So then, also, like, with them filming, like, all their movies, they were good movies. Like, they were doing their own stunts and stuff. It was really cool to see how they entertained themselves.
Yeah.
They also had, they made their own costumes and everything. So when he first stepped outside, like, he brought a mask with him. So he like wore a mask.
Oh my.
But like, cause they have no sense of like reality.
This is in New York City, like in Manhattan?
I'm pretty sure. So then.
Sorry.
They would make these films, whatever. The one son stepped outside, and then finally it like fast forward. They spoke out. He saw a police officer. They ratted on the dad.
Uh-huh.
And then I think the mom is still brainwashed. She's still like, something's
like with her, wrong. With him.
They escaped. And then now that they're older, like half of the siblings are like directors now. And they're like film wow. producers.
No way.
And like, yeah, that's like their thing. And they met like Robert De Niro and everybody. And they know every movie. They know backwards and forwards. They know they can recite movies beginning to end because of how much they watched movies. And now like that's half their careers.
They turned their trauma into fucking
a career.
This
career.
Is my kind of like story.
It's really
like,
I want to see like, so I want to see
so
the
they have
footage.
A documentary. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I've heard about this.
One, two, three. They were six brothers.
How old were they? From birth till 18? They were in there. Oh my God.
They would set up the house with like props and make their own costumes and everything.
They did a Criterion Channel like DVD picks. It's like that's really cool. That like, okay, I gotta. I'm watching this. I'm watching this tonight.
Oh, there was also, I think, how they.
Wow.
They met a news anchor that did a story on them, and they hit it off with this woman. So they invited her inside the house. She was the first guest to ever come inside the house and be invited. So the kids like hit it off with this news anchor who wanted to like know about their life. She came inside and just like they gave her the rundown of like how their entire life has been, and she was like, this is like not normal, like this is insane. So then she gave them like a documentary and everything.
Look at the Batman costume. That's insane.
Crazy.
Wow.
It's really
the Wolf
insane.
Pack? What's the name of the documentary? The Wolf Pack.
They didn't make a movie about this?
They like, did. They made a documentary.
It's a documentary.
No, a
yeah.
movie. Like I feel like this is such an interesting, like.
Damn.
Again, details are fuzzy, but that's like the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be wrong.
Oh, it's for free on YouTube. You can watch the documentary on YouTube.
Cool.
When did this came out? 2018?
2015.
Oh, 15.
The documentary.
Oh, not the documentary, just like the story, just like the...
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
I remember when this...
Or reporter.
Came out, but nobody in my life was telling me about it.
There's one son that still is in contact with his dad, though. The rest don't talk to him, but there's one that still talks to him.
One?
Jeez.
Forgave him.
But the poor wife, like, she was just... brainwashed.
That's what so that sad.
TV? It's crazy. Parents oh, make wow. these decisions thinking that they're going to be closer with their kids and think it's like the right decision. And it, all yeah. you're doing is fucking everything up.
He was just so overprotective and then ended up being abusive if they tried to leave or anything. And they didn't have a choice but to just watch TV all day.
Imagine walking outside for the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
At 18 years old and you get like. That what? It, like, I couldn't even imagine that feeling.
That infuriates me because it's so sad thinking about, like, for years they didn't know how many people right now are in those types of situations.
I know. Yeah. That, don't that know. The story hasn't even come out
there's,
yet.
There's so many stories like that. Like the family with like 11 kids that kept them.
Yes.
The neighbor across the street would see the kids marching upstairs.
Yes.
Just held them captive. Very.
They had like 11 kids. Was it like near Vegas or something? Was it Nevada?
Yes, it was.
And they were all malnourished. Like the kids who were like 17 and 16 looked like they were like the 8-year olds. Like
neighbors. Some of the kids like snuck YouTube videos out there. And people were like, something's weird with this like family.
Whoa.
It's really like strange.
Neighbors should always keep an eye out. Like neighbors, like if you're in a neighborhood and just make
neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
The neighbors would notice at like 3 a.m. the kids were doing yard work. What they were the just fuck? Like, what is
so
this?
That's because they only come outside of the house in the middle of the night where nobody's.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
It was just very strange behavior they saw across
imagine
the street.
Like you got a neighbor, you think like, you know, husband, wife, they're like, oh, they don't have any kids. Then you see 11 kids cutting the grass at like 3 a.m. I would be like,
crazy.
What is going on?
I'm figuring this shit out and I'm calling somebody.
I'm always watching neighbors.
Baby. I'm so
always. Yes. Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty nosy. Like, but not, I'm not spying. I'm not like complaining about noise and stuff. But I'll just like, I like to see what's going on over there. What's this story? How many people are coming in and out of that house? How often?
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good to notice those things.
Yeah.
Nosy in a good way, not in like a...
Like that one couple we lived next to, Zane, that wife was never pregnant and then they just had a baby.
Hold on. Where? Which one?
Your last house. Remember there was that old, like kind of young couple? That was next to us, and then they moved.
And which side? Like where?
Left
Wait,
side.
We talked
left
about side. This
oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah.
They had
a
baby. The baby came out of nowhere, dude.
Yeah.
The woman was not pregnant, and then surrogate. Boom. They. I was like,
or
there
adopted.
Was surrogate adopted, but it was just like there was no talk, nothing.
There was something off about that couple.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what it was, because you're right. The baby came out of nowhere.
I don't know. And then they moved. Did they stay together? Who knew? Yeah. I don't know.
And then we had a bunch. And then like what? Kids moved in.
Yeah, some door? Kids.
I have a story to tell about what happened to me the other night.
Yeah.
We were at a nightclub. It was like Taylor was there, John, Alex, were all there, and it was like a big group of us. It was like 15 people at this table. And halfway through the night, I look down and I see like a phone. And so I pick up the phone and notice it's like a girl's phone, the case and the screensaver. I was like, oh, weird. I go to every single person at the table. Is this your phone? Is this your phone? Is this your phone? No. Everybody said, no, not my phone. And then I sat there. And I was just like, well, now I know what I'm going to do for the rest of the night. Now this phone has to return.
Cool. Zane had a mission.
Owner.
I love that.
I was like, because if this was my phone, this is exactly what I would want done.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, okay. Guys, I gotta go. Like, I need to figure out whose phone this is.
Cool.
So I leave. As I'm leaving the table to go to the bathroom, someone starts calling the phone and I was like, perfect. I answer because it was locked. I answer the phone and immediately pick up and go, hold on, I'm going to the bathroom. Stay on the phone, stay on the phone, stay on the phone because I can't hear you because I couldn't hear anything that was like being transmitted to me. And they stayed on the phone. As soon as I got to the bathroom, they hung up.
Ugh.
And I was like, God damn it. So I'm in the bathroom and I'm like, they're going to call back. The phone is missing. They're going to call back. I'm in the bathroom for 35 minutes.
Oh my God.
And they never called back.
Oh,
and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And so after that, I was just like, I was just annoyed that I just spent 35, 40 minutes of my time just like sitting in this bathroom, just in the stall, just waiting. So I put it in my pocket and I was like, I'm just gonna keep this on me. I'm not gonna give it to anybody here because I just don't try. I'd rather the next day I give this phone back to the owner. I'll charge it and I'll give it back to the owner. And me and, my friend, we sleep on the couch. And then all of a sudden, I wake up at like 8 a.m. and I'm like opening my eyes and two girls are hovering over me on the couch.
Excuse me?
Hey.
So they did find my iPhone.
Hey, we did find our iPhone. I think you have our phone. Like,
they went into the house?
Into the house. I haven't, like.
Shut the fuck
into up. Into the house. Like, came into the house and was like, I think you have our phone. We ever find my iPhone on. And immediately, I didn't even like.
What in the world?
I was 90% asleep. I woke up. I was like, oh, yeah. And I immediately grabbed the phone because it was right next to my phone. And I went like this. And then went back to sleep. Like,
Oh my God.
I didn't get a good look at them. I didn't know who they were.
Wait, so that
he's going to see a TikTok like, Zane Hijazi stole my phone from the club. Like, I had to go into the house to go get it.
You went to the ends of the earth to help these girls, and now it looks suspicious. Like, yeah. You kept it the whole night.
I don't know if they, like, know I was, like, I was trying to help them. Yeah. I have no idea.
I want to see the footage, like, outside the house, like, of them, like, getting up to the door.
On,
like,
this is your
are you
going to
go in? Oh, I'm going. Brittany, you should go. That's your fucking phone. Like, you need to go in there.
Them talking about, like, if they should just walk in or not.
Or like, just ring the doorbell and wait.
I was, like, I don't, like, I was still, like, drunk. Like, I woke up, I see two girls, and they're like, our Find My iPhones was wrong. I think you have our phone. And I went, like, and I went back to, like, I didn't even.
It didn't register.
I didn't see anybody else up.
Damn.
It was pretty crazy.
That's the worst feeling of, like, you trying to do a good deed.
Yeah. It sucks. But I feel like I would have seen something by now.
You just have selfies.
My phone was stolen at the club last night. It's like a TikTok fucking over.
Yeah.
Well,
oh man.
At least you can clear your name on the story right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm clearing my name now.
Damn, that's crazy. They fucking found the location and went to go get that shit.
I'm surprised they didn't do it, like, any time before the morning. You know what I mean?
Well, you said it died and you had to go back to the...
No, it didn't die. It was on the whole time.
You had to charge it. You were going to charge it.
It was on the whole time and they never called it back.
That's weird.
What if they planted it?
They just assumed you're a good guy. No, leave it under Zane's feet.
Yeah, we're going to test them. We're going to test them. Do you
remember that one time, Zane, that you and me outside of Ernie's Mexican restaurant, we found that phone? Like it was like a flip phone. And we were like, oh my God, we found a phone. And then... We, like, took
at
it.
At Ernie's
Ernie's Mexican restaurant.
The one in North Hollywood.
Are you sure I was there?
Moore Park. Yes. This is when you were living on Kling Street.
I know, but I've only been there once.
Well, you and me walked outside of it one time and we found that phone. And it was because somebody was getting arrested and they left that phone there. Do you remember
this?
Oh,
my God. Yes.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember just, like, a speckle of that entire thing?
I just remember that I was like, oh my God, this is a mystery. And then you got on the phone with the woman and you go, we're leaving this phone here. And I go, why? And you go, because this person got arrested and they ditched their phone and someone else needs to come pick up this phone.
Isn't it crazy that this phone probably had, like, evidence on it?
Yes.
And he left it and we're just sitting here like
touching it.
Like, going,
we're going to help this person out.
That wasn't even a thought in our brain that could have been evidence. And we're just sitting here like, whose phone is this? Oh, yeah. Didn't we end up meeting with a lady to drop it off?
I think you did, maybe.
Or it was like an older, like, I think it was his mom or something.
I think you did take the phone home and then you met up with her, like, the next morning. She came by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was because he was getting arrested and ditched his phone.
Damn.
And
we saved his life.
We contributed to a crime scene.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, we're criminals.
We interfered with a crime scene.
We really did.
There's our thumbnail.
Tampering with evidence.
That's pretty crazy. Like, how did we not think of that at the time?
I don't think it was like a bad crime.
No, I'm saying it was only like 3 years ago. Like, I feel like we would have at least had a thought, like, oh wait, that's weird that he left his phone behind.
Well, I remember this was back during the Big Red stuff, and Zane was like vlogging a lot. I was like, oh, we can make this like a YouTube video, and you were like, no, like, this is serious. You were like very like,
oh, so I knew I was committing a crime.
I don't know. You were like, this is...
You're giving yourself away.
I know.
If they come after you right now.
So I knew I was committing a crime. I didn't. They play that in court. So I
say,
knew I was.
Say that again one more time.
No. I mean, I didn't know. I wasn't thinking of it. I was just like helping this lady out that her son was arrested.
Well, like the phone wasn't like a key piece of evidence in committing the crime. It's their communication device that they left behind.
Like it wasn't a weapon. Save me from going to jail.
It wasn't a weapon.
It could have been. He had it on the table when the cops came to arrest him, and they're like, "Get up! You're coming with me." He chucked it, like he left it on purpose. He looked at me as he was getting arrested and was like,
"What was the mom like when she came back and got the phone?"
Give me the numbers.
No. Oh no. Oh, the lady.
I got drugs to deal.
She was very adamant about getting that phone back, though. The mom,
because I think they were drug dealers. Mm. Like it was a flip phone. You don't have a flip phone if you ain't selling drugs.
I call his mom. I go, I'm only giving you the phone back if you give me some.
Oh my god! So that's what Alex Ernst is doing, selling drugs.
He was in my dream,
really,
last night.
How's he doing?
Yeah, how's he doing?
I was like, Alex. And he was like, oh hey, what's up? I don't know. I didn't want to annoy him, so I like let him be.
Remember when I had to pay $1,000 to get my phone back from the Uber?
Yes.
What?
Hold on. You gave Scott, an Uber $1,000, right? Just to drive it back?
No. He forced me.
No. I'm not saying you gave. I'm saying like you had to give him
$1,000. I left my phone in his car one night. I got home, shut the door, went into the house. I was like, damn. I went to go back outside and he'd already left. So then I had Mariah call my phone, was blowing it up. No answer. Hours and hours go by, and then finally he answers, and I was like, hi, sorry, I left my phone in your car. Is there any way we could meet up to like get it or something like that? And he was like, we'll see. I was like, please, I need my phone.
We'll see.
He was like being like really weird about it. Like he said like something. And I was like, can I pay you to bring it back? And he was like, no, it's too late. I'll see about tomorrow or something like that. And I was like, all right, I guess let me know. I need my phone. And then I was like, I don't remember exactly like what we were talking about, but he's like, no, you can come to me and get it and still pay me.
Yeah, he made you meet him in a parking
lot. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, if I'm coming to pick up my phone, he's like, you're going to pay me because I'm keeping it safe. Anybody else would have just stolen it. I was like, no, they wouldn't have. You're an Uber driver.
Are you saying this on the phone with him?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, and you could still pay me. And I was like, just give me my fucking phone back. And he's like, I was like, can I come now? He's like, no, I'm busy. He's like, I'll let you know when I'm free. Then like the day like kept going on. I was like, I was like, I need my fucking phone. Like, I'm just going to come get it. And then he's like, you could pick it up tonight. And then like sent me like an address like in downtown. And I was like, oh my God.
So then me, you and Scott went, right?
Yeah. I don't remember how much money he wanted. So I pulled up and he's like, it'll be $1,000.
Oh, what?
Something crazy like that. I think
before
it was like,
I went, you know what I would have done? I would have called the cops, told them the situation because he stole
LA
from you.
LA police would not really give a shit.
I think it was like something like they wanted 500.
They wouldn't do it in a heartbeat.
He like wanted $500 or something.
But he's stealing your property. You left your phone in
an
Uber.
I know the situation.
Uber.
It doesn't like. I reached out to Uber. I called. Like it was nobody was fucking helping me. I go there or something. I don't remember exactly how much it was. I think it was like he wanted $500 and I was like giving him the money. He's like, it's another $500. I was like, I don't have any more money on me. What do you want? He's like, there's an ATM right there. I was like, go fuck yourself.
He goes, give me a kiss. Okay. That's right. And what about the other side?
And that's when Scott came out of the car.
Yeah. And like finally fucking just paid this dude, got my phone back. And I was like, you know what? I was like, you're a piece of shit.
You said that to his face. He goes, well, give me back the phone.
And that's another $300 for making fun of me.
But like, I'm not going to lie. He looked like Jet Li. Like he would have like kicked my fucking ass.
Oh, shit.
I think he looked like a club promoter. He was like in a Mercedes and he just like had that look.
He was
like
in a Mercedes and was charging him $1,000.
That's how he got it, baby.
Why did you go and buy? It's enough money for like a new phone.
Yeah, but it just had everything on it. Like I didn't have it backed up.
He got himself a new phone. That's what he did.
Yeah.
I don't know. $1,000 for my phone, I'd be like...
No, but like realistically, in a situation like that, what do you do?
I go, can I just see if it's backed up and I'll let you have it?
Can I just airdrop it to like my friend's phone real quick?
No, but like...
Can you imagine if you just like gave to me like, can I just say goodbye to it? Like, yeah.
In a situation where an Uber, you leave your phone in an Uber and the Uber drives away, it's like, no, you're not getting your phone back. There has to be something somebody can do about it.
It has to be an easier way. There has to be an easier way because it's such, when you leave something in Uber, it's so difficult to get it back. You can't get in contact with anyone. You have to leave the review like, I left something. And then you got to wait for somebody to call. Like, it's so hard.
Yeah. And I know it's our, like, you know, it's the customer's fault for leaving the phone, but like, still. Yeah, people make mistakes, but it doesn't give the right for the Uber driver to now have the phone for 4 days. Because if you think about our normal lives, you do have time to just give the phone from your, like, from your, because we're willing to meet up.
Yeah.
He just like, wanted to be Uber, an asshole.
Uber and like Postmates, like food delivery is so, I know that it's convenient, but it's still so sketchy because those people aren't monitored. Like, it's like nobody.
What do you mean?
Like, your Postmates, there's no one's like watching them on a surveillance to see if they're doing anything to your food. Like, it's just you and that worker.
You're pretty much just like trusting.
They don't have like a manager. They're just doing like.
But
it's so scary to me.
So they can go, oh, didn't find it. Sorry.
Yeah.
We did not find it in the car. But for him to hustle you like that.
Yeah. That's
where you wish you could have that like documented to be like, one of your employees did this to me off record.
Oh, you never went to Uber with what?
I did.
Oh, you did.
Nothing happened.
And then they were like, they go, we need to fire you. He goes, we'll see about that.
Uber customer service had to pay him.
Yeah, they're like, we heard about what you did. It's time to let you go. Yeah, we'll see about that.
No, I have a lot of employees.
How about you come meet me downtown to terminate my contract? And then they end up paying him $1,000.
He gets a raise
to leave
because apparently he has like 20,000 Uber drivers under him that like work for Uber. He's actually running the Uber like.
He is Uber.
Can I pee pee?
Can you or may you? I hate it when teachers say that shit.
It doesn't even make sense.
No.
Well, you're saying, can I pee? Yeah, you can pee, but may I
go to the restroom? Use the restroom. You're asking
you have to finish it. You're asking to
be
that.
You know, dismissed. No, you have to be miserable to be correcting people like that. Who cares?
That's the, now cut, am I putting the peanut butter here or am I putting it on the table? Where am I putting it?
I love that challenge. That challenge though, where it's like, write how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Because you dad's think like, you're going through
the peanut
everything.
Butter on the bread, and then you didn't say to twist off the cap.
Do I put the jar on the bread or do I?
So, but when I was a kid and I realized what the task was and that was the assignment, I did it. But the teacher never fucking did mine because mine was accurate. Like I did it.
I always thought I went through everything, and I'm like, I got this. You're not gonna break this apart. And then it's just like, there's always something you forgot. Or for me, I always forgot.
I remember she'd be like, stick the knife in the jelly. And I remember our teacher just stuck it right through the cap. Like, didn't twist it, open it. She just threw that aluminum cap.
You're just and like,
my friend Addison was like, no!
My grade.
My bread.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
When, like, in school, they're teaching you
how to use descriptive, like...
Detail.
Yes, detail. And they're like, tell me... Write down how to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Here, let's have Zane. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You grab bread.
Okay.
Here, wait. Go ahead.
You grab bread. You grab peanut butter. You grab a knife. You stick the knife in the peanut butter.
Okay, freeze.
You grab the bread.
Freeze.
The cap is still on. I'm taking the knife. I'm sticking it.
What
on
about
the
bread?
Oh, I never did that in school.
It is
horrendous.
It is traumatizing.
It's really funny.
They literally tell you like.
Oh, so it's like, is this like a joke or is this like a
no,
for real?
No, it's just like for teachers to like get you to like get all the details out and be
got
like
it.
Super specific.
Josh Darnett did it with his kids, and
really?
I loved watching it. It was so funny because like his kids are like, no, and he would make them go back to rewrite it.
Here.
And he would do it again.
Now that Zane gets it. All right, go ahead. Okay. Keep going.
Now tell us how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay.
Here we go.
I go to the pantry. I grab the bag of bread.
Oh, the door's not open.
Yeah, you gotta open up the door.
I said I go inside the pantry. That kind of
okay. So
we teleport through it.
But my pantry's always open.
But this, see how annoying this is?
But this is directions for everybody. This isn't specific to your pantry or your kitchen. It needs to be a guideline for anybody reading to be able to know how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You're annoying. Okay, so I open the pantry.
How does it feel?
Oh, sorry. I go to the doorknob. I turn the doorknob. I open the pantry. I walk inside. I use my left hand. I grab the bag. I give bread, I grab the tub of peanut butter, and then I walk outside. I do not close the pantry. It's still open. I go out, I put it on the counter. I walk to the silverware drawer. I take the knob. I pull it to open it.
Wow.
I grab the knife, the butter knife, and then I close it back.
Very nice. Then
I walk over, and then I grab my bread.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Wait. I grab a paper plate. I bring it back. Yeah.
You forgot one big key thing, but sure.
Oh, I place all the things on the counter and then
But the bread is still in the package.
I'm sorry, I haven't started making the sandwich yet.
You said you grabbed the bread.
I didn't. Well, I was going backwards.
Oh, okay.
I grab a paper plate, I put it on the counter, and then I take the bread, I open the bread, or I take the fucking thingy that's closing the bread, and then I open it. I grab two loaves of. Oh no! I take the crust off first because I don't eat that.
The end piece, the bun.
The end piece, and then I grab two slices. I put it on the plate. I grab the tub of peanut butter. I open the top, and then I peel the thing because it's a brand new tub of peanut butter. And then I grab the butter knife. I scoop it in, and then I go back to the bread. I grab one slice, and then I. I spread it on the top of the peanut butter.
You see the one where it's like, where am I spreading it? On my shirt? On my
spread the peanut butter.
Spread it on the bed. I put it. I hate this.
Like, you never got horrible. The fucking jelly though, Zane.
I'm eating a peanut butter sandwich, not a peanut butter jelly sandwich,
but
asshole.
That's the assignment.
No, you said a peanut butter sandwich.
Nobody's eating peanut butter sandwiches.
I eat peanut butter sandwiches.
We'll see about that.
Your grade will
I'm not eating
there.
Peanut butter jelly, so the story doesn't make sense with me. Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember, like in the past, like 10 episodes ago, we got gifted with...
The
coffee tray table. It's a guy at Backyard Resin. He made us like a custom coffee bean tray thing and a table. It was sick. It was fucking awesome. He said he made something new for us.
Oh, that's so cool.
To open it on the podcast. Like it says to be opened on the podcast.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow!
Oh my God!
Wow.
Look!
Wow!
Wow! It says butter on it.
Oh, that is
gorgeous.
Is sick.
It's got coffee on one side and like wood chippings on the other,
and then a Cremoda logo
inside.
Guys,
of it.
This looks fucking insane.
Wait. That's really
wow.
sick.
What are those coasters on the bottom?
Wow!
Oh, it's thick.
Oh, it's like is it a cutting board?
Oh, I love that.
Guys,
it looks
look
like
this.
The room.
That's
like
cool.
If this isn't like this room.
Yeah.
In
oh
resin
my
form.
God.
That's really sick.
What are the are,
what
those,
are those?
Thank you.
Are those coasters?
For each one of us?
What are those?
They're beer openers.
No way!
They say your name on it.
Money falls out.
It's from them. I have to give the credit for this piece to Matt. In a previous podcast, he said that he'd love to see a table where the wood is exploding into coffee beans. So that's what he said.
So
I'm always
cool.
looking for unique and creative project ideas, something that pushes my skills to the limit, and this definitely fits the bill. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and even though we've never met, by watching you guys grow together over the years, I almost feel like I've gotten to know you. So to say thanks for all the good times along with the piece, I've also added a little something personalized for each of you.
Cool.
As one man living his dream to another, I wish you and your friends love, health, and continued success. Best wishes, Alex.
Thank you,
Alex.
So cool.
Backyard
That's,
resin? Right?
Wow.
Thank you, Alex. Backyard
Thank
resin.
Thank you, Alex.
Oh, look, we all have something
cute.
That... Okay, so, wait, we all have beer openers, and they all say something different for each of us.
Wow, the logo looks
so
good.
So for Matt, we have The Thinker, Mariah,
nice.
The Dancer, Heath, the Driver, and Zane, the Joker.
Cool.
Oh, I love it.
That's
Thank
sick.
You so much, Alex.
Oh, my
I want
God.
Mine. Let me feel it. Wow, these look so cool.
That's really nice.
Oh, this is Matt. Switch. The thinker. Wait, or the stinker.
Heath, this is...
Oh, wait. This is Heath.
This is so
this is
cool.
Like the coolest fucking gift I've ever...
Wait, how did you do this?
Wow. It's like inside the wood.
Okay, so I'm kind of... Do we hang this up or do we put this like on a table?
I like it on a table, yeah.
On a table?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
I like can't believe.
Oh,
that,
while we're at it, Alex, I use this tray for every event that we have. Everything. It's my dessert tray.
I don't know if he sees it. Here, I'll take a.
It's my dessert tray. I put like a plethora of desserts on it, and it's a hit.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it so really guys, does. Make sure to check out his work. It's called Backyard Resin. He's on Instagram. He's on TikTok. He makes a lot of like cool TikTok videos of him making like cool shit like this. But yeah, check him out.
Very cool.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, that's
exploding
sick.
Coffee beans.
I love that.
Nailed it.
Wow. I can't believe it.
All right, guys. Sorry, I got to leave. I got a play date with Hunter.
All right. Well, get on out of here. Hey, we'll take the reins on this one.
Okay. Do you have to drive to Hunter's house?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Traffic's pretty bad right now. I just checked.
You're driving all the way to Westchester, and it's 4 o'clock?
Yeah. It was not supposed to be this long. I just checked to make sure I could still make it, and...
That's going to be a hell of a drive. Are you going to cut through Hollywood?
I don't know if I should. I
at this rate he can't go through anywhere. Yeah, just go.
I'm like, so which? No,
go,
no.
Go.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
Okay, I love you guys. I'll see you guys soon.
I love you more. I love you, Bubba. Hot stuff.
Gross.
I just think it's really fucked up that you'd be out for a podcast of ours.
I
want
to eat it. Can we eat a Big Boy after this?
I would never do something like that.
Meet a Big Boy.
You're gonna do that when he's leaving? You
I'm hungry.
So Heath,
tell us
about your journey that you think you're gonna have at Yosemite. Okay.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Where are you going?
What are you leaving for?
Dallas.
We're hosting a party at our house, an engagement party for my best friend.
Here we go.
Here we go again. Here we go.
Another wedding, y'all.
Another wedding. You have a lot of best friends.
I do. Are they like your like real best friends or fake best friends?
Are they just friends?
It's like my longest time best friend. Like he's been one of my best friends since
your
first.
Best friend? Is it Zane?
Probably Mike.
Mike Schaffer? Oh yeah.
Because right. Zane is a Keith. Like they're always
he wants his best friend to be the
it has to be reciprocated.
Oh, you're right.
But Mike may have another best friend than me.
Ooh. So it's like a train.
I don't know. I just retreat to Mike for like every like thing.
Okay.
You know?
He always sees both sides.
Mike's been the one friend though, I think, who like has very similar kind of interest to me where like I'm not gonna bother you with like or bore you with something. Mm-hmm. Mike, I'll just like give him something I'll be like, what are your thoughts on this thing?
Yes.
I'm very like, I need
there's that one person that like they just get it, and like even though somebody else is your best friend, you know that like something that interests you doesn't interest them. So
pretty much anything highbrow, you just keep it away from me. Got
no,
it.
I just
anything that has to do with a little bit of thinking or intelligence, we just yeah. stay away from Zane.
I guess my sister is my best friend though, or my cousins.
What game did he have for the three of us?
Oh, I want to play this game.
Hold on. It would go perfect. Wait, Heath prepared this game for us while he was gone.
Is it really zoomed in?
Heath is calling.
Guess what it is.
Wait, guys, Heath is calling me.
Oh, what?
Hello.
You're live.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing?
Very good. You're on speaker.
I miss y'all.
Miss you too.
Miss you.
What are we talking about?
Should we set you up on a mic?
We're about to play the slogan game.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to play this.
I got this. I just need to hear it, baby. That's all I need.
It's something you gotta see.
As you know, Heath is on air right now.
He couldn't be here.
He couldn't be here in this moment, but he is in the car. He probably has like an hour to kill in the car. So he's gonna. I'm gonna have his audio playing through my mic. We'll try to not talk over each other. All right, so you want to tell us what game we're playing?
We're playing the slogan game. Devin has collected a bunch of different slogans from a lot of famous brands, and we're just looking at the slogans. Slogans are like the mottos of the...
I thought he was going to tell us the slogan of the company.
Yes, yeah. And so right now we already have the first slogan up on the screen.
Can you pull it back?
And I will say it out loud. It is, don't dream it. Drive it.
Don't dream it, drive it.
So don't dream it, drive it, Bubba. You got this.
It's definitely a car brand. I'm gonna have to go with.
Yeah, no shit.
Don't dream it, drive it.
Let's go Rolls Royce. I'm just gonna take a guess.
Ooh. I'm gonna go Mazda.
That's Zoom Zoom.
Oh, that's Zoom Zoom.
I think that used to be their slogan. Jaguar.
Oh, I didn't even see the answer.
Okay. Damn.
Okay.
Nice.
Next. Let's zoom through these.
Let your fingers do the walking. Let your fingers do the walking. Tech decks? No. Oh.
Which words would be emphasized?
Wag? Like the doggy, like wag?
Oh, good, Matt. That's a good guess.
It's Yellow Pages.
Oh, yellow.
Oh, because you're looking through like this.
I would have never guessed
Love that.
Love
that.
Oh, wow.
Play, laugh,
oh, grow. Play
Play-Doh.
School.
No.
No.
Play-Doh?
What is it?
Play, no, laugh,
it's
grow.
It's Tinker Toys?
Mattel? No.
Tinker, what the hell is it called?
Wait! Oh! No!
I think it's Play School, like the,
yes,
the kids
game.
It
I
is
think.
A kid, it's a children's
Play Tools
company.
Or Play School.
Or Play...
I
Fisher-Price!
Fisher-Price! God
yes!
damn it!
Yes!
You got it!
Yes!
Good job. That's it. Think different.
Oh, Apple.
Oh.
Oh,
it's Think
Sorry,
Different.
My bad.
No, I mean, Matt knew it, so Think Different.
Damn.
Obey your thirst.
Gatorade.
Or is it Powerade?
It's Gatorade.
Sprite!
Oh, no!
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Sprite.
Obey your thirst. They don't use that anymore, do they? Okay.
We got to do a better job because...
Power your dreams. I've heard this.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
It's a light bulb company.
I think Duracell. I think it's a battery company.
Wait, don't press it yet.
What's the Duracell?
Power your dreams.
What's the competitor for Duracell?
Flom! Like, remember that sound it makes?
Energizer.
For Duracell or Energizer?
I think Duracell.
Power your Duracell. Sure, yeah. Let's do
Xbox.
Xbox. You should have known
that.
Damn, I have no idea.
No, they
Power
need to
your
change
dreams.
That.
No, it's not that.
Like
I don't think
Xbox.
It's that now, is it?
It does not feel like Xbox. Okay, next. Melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Skittles.
Wait. I'm trying to tell Heath just so it's like.
Damn melt
it.
In your mouth, not your hand.
Or M&M's.
Melt in your mouth, wait, not in your hands. That's not Skittles.
It's M&M's.
That's M&M's.
M&M's melt in your hands?
Yeah,
they
do.
They always melt in your hands. All right, you can do it. We can help.
Oh, you can do it.
We can help.
Allstate?
Lowe's.
Very good, Heath.
Oh,
it's Home Depot.
No.
The competitor.
Shit.
Ketchup. Varieties.
Ketchup.
No, it's the tomato drink.
Heinz,
the V8. V8?
No, Heinz ketchup.
Heinz ketchup.
Or is it Dr. Pepper?
It.
No, it's 57. Heinz 57 ketchup.
Yeah.
Heinz.
The slogan's 57 varieties.
Yeah, Heinz 57.
That's yes.
All right. Wait.
Oh.
It says, "Come."
He's gonna know this.
Come hungry, leave happy.
Oh shit! Applebee's.
Or is
Chili's?
It?
Oh wait.
Come hungry, leave happy.
Outback Steakhouse.
I think it's Outback.
Hey, come hungry, leave happy.
No, I think it's
Olive Garden. That's when you're here, your family.
Yeah.
Why do I think Applebee's is correct?
Come hungry.
Oh, no. When you're here, Applebee's. Your family. Who's that? When you're here, your family.
That's Applebee's.
Okay. So maybe it's.
No. That's Olive
Chili's.
Garden. Olive Garden.
Oh.
Come hungry, leave happy.
Sham. We all know. I've heard. I know
this
it.
This sucks.
Is it like Lubies? Is it something?
No,
like,
no.
It's
I don't know.
It's
that
either
is.
Chili's, Applebee's,
TGI Fridays.
Come hungry, leave happy.
TGI Fridays.
IHOP!
No!
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
I would have never guessed IHOP.
I don't remember leaving happy.
What can Brown do for you?
Oh, I know what it is.
A realtor?
UPS.
UPS.
Oh.
Because they wear the brown uniforms.
That's a really shitty slogan. What can Brown do for you?
Yeah.
So
easy, a caveman can do it.
Geico!
Geico.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah.
It's the other one. Are you
Geico. It's
Geico. Okay. You'll love the way we fly.
Oh,
United?
Southwest?
Or
Southwest Airlines, because they have the heart in it.
American Airlines?
You'll love the way we fly. We fly United.
Delta!
I do love the way Delta flies, though. A lot of it's a very unpopular opinion. I love Delta.
good to the last drop.
Oh, that's a good one.
A1 steak sauce.
It's A1 steak sauce?
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a really good guess.
What is it?
A1 steak sauce.
Maxwell House Coffee.
Aw, that was so pure. That was really good, bud.
Just so confident with that answer. You press the button, we do the rest. Oh, it's
Postmates.
You press the button. The Office Max?
Oh, easy? Staples. Like Staples.
Staples.
That was easy.
No, yeah, that's Staples.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see it.
Let's see. I don't know.
Kodak. Oh, that makes sense. A fucking camera.
Not true. They don't do the rest because you got to go to the store and you got to drop off.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Why not enjoy the go?
Why not enjoy the go?
Oh my gosh, I can freaking see these commercials. Why not enjoy the go? Why not enjoy the go thing?
Well, what brand has like go in it or the go?
So I think it's a travel company.
Expedia.
Yes.
Or like
Travelocity.
Yeah, Travelocity.
Hopper. No.
Kayak.
I would have said like Airbnb.
And what is it?
Charmin. Toilet paper.
Oh, Charmin. Ew. Ultra. Wait, less.
Oh, because you're going to the bathroom.
Wait, why am not I confused what a slogan is? Like, wouldn't it be Charmin Ultra, less is more?
That's a jingle.
It's all right. Well, that was fun. Sorry Heath couldn't be here for this. I had to hold him on the mic.
Sorry. That was fun, though. I like that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. All right, guys. I think we're going to end it here, right? Ended it strongly. Wow.
Heath, have a safe drive, buddy.
Yeah, yo.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yo. Say bye, everybody. I'm gonna sign everybody. Us out.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We post the audio form of this podcast every Monday on Spotify, Apple, and all those other stuff. And then we post a video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Good, Zane.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I just kind of blacked out. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we love you guys so much. And we are getting close to our 100th episode. It's so fucking exciting. We're almost at 100. All right, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Besos, fuckers.